Listen, he'd labor. Hi, Laura speaking.
Hey, is this Laura?
It is, yeah.
Hey, it's Greg Barnard. I missed your call, sorry.
Hi, no, that's all right. I got an email from Angelina to say you'd called the office.
Yes, yeah. I just wanted to get in contact and let you be aware of that I might have a job lined up for tomorrow. They're going to get back to me later on this afternoon, and then I can call you back and give you more details.
Okay. So what job is it?
So it'll be civils. I'm not sure if it's full-time or casual what they want, but they're going to call me back later and give me some more details. I just wanted to give you a heads up if anything changes.
Okay. So obviously Jeff has had you under and the understanding that you was going to be going on the 20th to Bunbury as well. Busselton, sorry. Is that not going to be a thing now?
He said that he doesn't know because we're being pushed out and whatever until next week for the measurements and stuff. So I'm not too sure.
Right.
Yeah, if it's full time and like the position works out for me, then I can let you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought I might let you be aware of it. The changes.
Yeah. Okay. So with Jeff, has he mentioned to you what date? Because I spoke to him yesterday and he was saying that the 20th still is going ahead, but is it going to get pushed out, do you reckon?
I'm not 100% sure. We probably won't know until next week. I know this job's being pushed out till mid-next week.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah.
All right, no worries. I will... So have you told Jeff that you're definitely not going tomorrow?
No, I said that I'll have a talk with him later on today when I get a call back, and then I can go from there. I don't want to say I'm not working if I can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no worries.
Okay.
So they want you to start tomorrow?
They might want me to start tomorrow, yeah. They're going to let me know, and then I can figure out what the hell's going on.
What role is it that you're doing?
So there'll be civils, spotting and construction. So I'm guessing hopefully operating.
Okay. Would you not need pre-employment medicals and stuff there before you go on site?
I'm not 100% sure. He said that if I can start tomorrow, and I said that I'd let my employer know now.
Right,
he can call me back in the afternoon.
Yeah. All right, cool.
That was very brief. That's why I'm just letting you know what's going on.
Yeah. Okay. No worries. I will let me know how it goes, because obviously Jeff might need somebody to replace you tomorrow then, but he did say to me that he doesn't even know if there will be work on Friday because it's being pushed out.
Yeah, it is being pushed out. Well, that would be a weird thing though, because he let Augustus go yesterday. So.
He was saying, he rang me and said that obviously with the job being pushed out, it doesn't need four. So he was going to keep three, and the three that he was keeping are the ones going to Bunbury at Busselton. Keep getting it wrong.
That's right, yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Good to be. Okay. So let me know how you go, because then I won't jump on it yet, because obviously you'll have to tell Jeff. Yeah. What I'll do is I'll just send Jeff an email anyway, just asking for a bit of an update on the job, if he needs you tomorrow, and the Busselton job. So then at least I've got it in writing what he wants anyway.
Yeah, of course. I thought I might just ring you, because I didn't want to, I get a job, I don't want to spring it on you and be like, hey, I'm not here or whatever.
No worries. All good. Thank you for letting me know. Me in the loop when you find out, and I'll email Jeff.
Definitely will.
All right. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you, Laura. Have a good day.
Thanks. All right. And bye. You. Bye.